Prime Minister Andrew Holness maintains that one of the primary objectives of his administration is to empower Jamaicans to achieve social mobility and economic stability. Recent reforms, such as the raising of the income tax threshold and increases in the National Housing Trust cash benefits, are designed to help achieve these objectives. The Prime Minister further discussed the plans in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Prime Minister, the issue of raising up those at the bottom, the middle class, and how that relates to your announcement about the increased NHT benefits. What does it say about your government's philosophy about giving back to those at the bottom? And what impact will this have?
The policy of the government is to move as many people from the base of the society out of poverty and help them to self-actualize, to achieve their aspirations, to fulfill themselves. So it is, I don't want to call it a prosperity doctrine, but it is trying to give hope to everyone. And, you know, I well understand the Jamaican psyche. Everybody wants to step up in a life. Yes. And part of that stepping up is owning a piece of land or owning your own home. And the government ought to provide that clear pathway towards that. And that is what we have done in this budget, trying to provide a clear pathway for social mobility.
And you would say that your tax plan plus the increased NHT benefits go a far way to doing that, giving back to the people, providing a stimulus and an incentive to them.
You know, I don't want it to be interpreted as, you know, the government redistributing resources, as taking it up and giving it. That's not the narrative.
What's wrong with that?
you know, what I would prefer to say is that the government has created an atmosphere that enables, right? Because it's not for free. We want you to do something with this. There is a quid pro quo, right? We are giving
what you want,
and you are going to do something with it.
What you want people
right?
to
and
do.
What we want people to do is to start taking longer term decisions, to start taking decisions to save and invest over consuming, to spend on things that are going to build your future than to just consume whatever you get today. So the idea is we want you to invest in building your homes, whether it is to expand or to acquire. That will drive the economy. That will create more jobs. That will give people greater stake in their communities. So they will want to ensure that their community is safer, is well kept. It gives them a better stake in their environment. It makes them invested in Jamaica. And that is what we want to do. We want people to feel that they have a stake in Jamaica to protect.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, they might do a next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
Find
out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them to get more up-to-date information and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
Alright, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.